3. Jack woke up at 7 o'clock with bright summer sun shining through the window and across his bed. Birds were twittering outside. He sat bolt upright, staring wildly around, only faintly aware that his head was throbbing from last night's vodka. He got out of bed fast, opened the drawer of his bedside table, and took out the .38 Pathfinder he kept there for home protection. He high-stepped across the bedroom with the gun held beside his right cheek and the short barrel pointing at the ceiling. He kicked his boxers aside, and when he got to the door, which stood open, he paused next to it with his back to the wall. The smell wafting out was fading but familiar, the aftermath of last night's enchilada adventures. He had gotten up to offload, that much at least hadn't been a dream.
Is anybody in there? If so, answer up. I'm armed and I will shoot.
Nothing. Jack took a deep breath and pivoted around the doorframe, going low, sweeping the room from side to side with the barrel of the .38. He saw the toilet with the lid up and the ring down. He saw the newspaper on the floor, turned to the comics. He saw the tub with its translucent flowered curtain pulled across. He saw shapes behind it, but those were the shower head, the grab handle, the back scrubber. Are you sure? Before he could lose his nerve, he took a step forward, slid on the bath mat, and grabbed the shower curtain to keep from going ass over teapot. It pulled loose from the rings and covered his face. He screamed, clawed it aside, and pointed the .38 into the tub at nothing. No one there. No boogeyman. He peered at the bottom of the tub. He wasn't exactly conscientious about keeping it clean, and if someone had been standing in there, he would have left footprints. But the dried scum of soap and shampoo was unmarked by tracks. It had all been a dream, a particularly vivid nightmare. Still, he checked the bathroom window and all three doors leading outside. Everything was buttoned up. Okay, then. Time to relax. Or almost. He went back to the bathroom for one more look, this time checking the towel cabinet. Nothing. And toeing at the fallen shower curtain with disgust. Time to replace that sucker. He'd swing by Home Depot today. He reached absently to rub the back of his neck and hissed with pain as soon as his fingers made contact. He went to the sink and turned around, but trying to see the back of your neck by looking over your shoulder was worse than useless. He opened the top drawer under the sink and found nothing but shaving stuff, combs, an unraveling ace bandage, and the world's oldest tube of Monistat. Another little souvenir from the age of Greta, like the stupid shower curtain. In the bottom drawer, he found what he was looking for, a mirror with a broken handle. He rubbed the dust from its reflective surface, backed up until his butt was touching the lip of the sink, and held up the mirror. The back of his neck was flaming red, and he could see little seed pearl blisters forming. How was that possible? When he slathered himself with sunblock as a matter of course and didn't have a sunburn anywhere else.
That's not a sunburn, Jack.
Hoskins made a little whimpering sound. Surely no one had been in his tub early this morning. No creepy weirdo with "can't" tattooed on his fingers. Surely not. But one thing was certain. Skin cancer ran in his family. His mother and one of his uncles had died of it. It goes with the red hair, his father had said, after he himself had had skin tags removed from his driver's sidearm, precancerous moles from his calves, and a basal cell carcinoma from the back of his neck. Jack remembered a huge black mole growing, always growing on his Uncle Jim's cheek. He remembered the raw sores on his mother's breastbone and eating into her left arm. Your skin was the largest organ in your body, and when it went haywire, the results were not pretty.
Would you like me to take it back?
The man behind the curtain had asked. That was a dream, Hoskins said.
I got a scare out in Canyon last night. I ate a shitload of bad Mexican food, so I had a nightmare. That's all. End of story.
That didn't stop him from feeling for lumps in his armpits, under the angles of his jaw, inside his nose. Nothing. Only a little too much sun on the back of his neck. Except he had no sunburn anywhere else. Just that single throbbing stripe. He wasn't actually bleeding, which sort of proved his early morning encounter had only been a bad dream, but it was already growing that crop of blisters. He should probably see a doctor about it, and he would, after he gave it a few days to get better on its own, that was.
Will you do something if I ask you? You won't hesitate.
No one would, Jack thought, looking at the back of his neck in the mirror. If the alternative was getting eaten from the outside in, eaten alive, no one would.